true, and as you said, the British government is not denying that the phone was hacked.
Yes. In fact, they're admitting it was hacked. They're saying it was hacked.
Yes. And they've locked it up in a vault.
In a secret location.
So the question is, did she call U.S. Secretary of State Blinken and say, hey, it's done. You could be real happy. It's done. We blew it up. That's the question. And
they can either, they can deny it. Why not deny it? Why not just come out and deny it? Now, Kim.com, for those that don't know who he is, he's been living in New Zealand here for, I guess now, what, about a decade? Longer than that, maybe. He was the founder of Mega Upload. He was, had the big business of downloading files where anyone could upload a file and download mm-hmm. a file. But he's been basically on the run for fraud and everything in multiple jurisdictions. But he does know his stuff when it comes to the internet and to phones. And so start off with his first Twitter thread here. How do the Russians, and this is from Kim.com, how do the Russians know that the UK blew up the Nord Stream pipelines in partnership with the US? Because Liz Truss used her iPhone to send a message to Secretary Blinken saying it's done a minute after the pipeline blew up and before anyone else knew. iCloud admin access rocks. Now, what does that mean? That means he was able, according to Kim.com, he was able to access Liz Truss's iCloud account and be able to view that. He goes on in this thread to say it wasn't the phone that was hacked. And he gives context here relating to this entire investigation.
What does he mean by it wasn't the phone that was hacked?
No, he's saying the entire administration was hacked. He's saying their entire security system was hacked.
Ooh.
That's the level. It's not just a hack of a phone. From there, everything was available. So the Russians, he's making the accusation basically that the Russians, have everything. They were able to get into the security systems of the UK government.
That explains why Putin and his people around him remain fairly calm.
Right.
Through this war, because
they got the goods.
They've got the information.
Yes.
They got the evidence.
Third pick in this thread here. It's not just the Five Eyes that have backdoor admin access to all big tech databases. Russia and China have sophisticated cyber units, too. The funny thing is, government officials with top security clearance still prefer using iPhones over their NSA and GCHQ-issued encrypted phones. And so, they have access to secure phones. Mm-hmm. They just don't use them. They use their iPhones.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, we have another thread from Kim.com where he explains how all this works. So if you walk through this here. So he explains how these secrets get out. So government secrets are only secret to ordinary people, not to nations engaged in global cyber war. Listen to this. This is what he's saying. The leaders of the top 20 spy nations know who blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. Let me explain the reality of the hyper-transparent spy world we're living in today. Top secret means nothing to the top spy agencies in the world. Secrecy exists to keep citizens in the dark. Russia and China know exactly who blew up the Nord Stream pipelines because in today's world, it's impossible for an operation like that to leave no trace. So he explains. All big tech databases are backboned by every major spy agency. Every smartphone is an open mic to them. Every computer that is connected to the net is wide open. That's why he's making that, saying mm-hmm. that everything was available to the Russians. All major chips and most hardware is Trojanized. All the data that one spy agency collects is stolen by the others. So it's going back and forth, Rick. All leaders of nations are targeted by spy tech, and not one of them, not even the U.S. president, isn't spied on successfully 24/7 by multiple foreign and domestic agencies. Even the encrypted devices that spy agencies give to their leaders are backdoored. That's the reality of the situation. Occasional private conversations in zero-tech environments are possible, but the rare exception. Something like Nord Stream attack involves hundreds of people from military agencies and the leadership of multiple countries. It's impossible not to have a weak link in such a scenario. The perpetrators of major events understand that their adversaries know exactly who did it, and it's a game they play against each other at the expense of ordinary people who become victims of a stupid bragging contest. It's a secret war that's been going on for decades. Now, he says, I used to be a hacker. I turned data security consultant, hired the top hackers in the world, was paid by Fortune 500 companies to hack them. We never had any client we didn't hack successfully. And that's the truth. There's no effective data security at all. Everything is wide open. Spy agencies with billion-dollar budgets have coders in all leading tech companies implementing backdoors. It's impossible to keep them secret. Competing agencies, cyber criminals, and security analysts find them. That's why you constantly have to install new security patches. And I understand exactly how all this works. When the NSA cooperated with their New Zealand partner to spy on my devices in the copyright case, I caught them, I exposed them, took them to court, forced a change of the law, and the prime minister had to apologize to me because of it. When I'm sharing spy stuff with you, I'm not wasting your time like the 50 American spy chiefs who got their prostitutes to tell you lies about the Hunter Biden laptop being Russian disinformation, or that Russia hacked the DNC and gave the Hillary Clinton data to WikiLeaks. So basically he's saying, you know, I was able to get into Liz Truss's iCloud account. I saw it, and now I've put it out there. But he's saying that the Russians not only got into her account, her phone, they were able to get into the computer systems of the UK government.
Wow. It's just, it's astounding that Kim.com hacked Liz Truss's iCloud account, and in her iCloud account is text and conversations about blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline.
Right.
That she was that careless.
And
are they careless or are they arrogant? Are they so arrogant that they don't think anybody would ever catch them?
Well, that's part of it too. But you know, but what Kim.com is saying, if I can do this.
Yes.
If I can do this, someone, you know, that hasn't really been in the industry now for a decade, if I can do this, what can the Russians do? What can the Chinese do? They know everything already. They know it all.
Well, here's a question I have. Why didn't British intelligence know how sloppy she was?
Well, maybe they do know, and that's why she's not prime minister anymore.
But it went on for a long time.
At least several months, we know, yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's like stuff that goes on here. You can tell me the NSA doesn't know about Hunter Biden?
They know everything.
The NSA has every phone call, every text message, every email Hunter Biden ever sent. All of it. They have it all. Of course they know what he was doing. And they knew about Hillary Clinton. And they know about all these politicians that are dishonest and crooked and sloppy and irresponsible. The intelligence agencies, I don't know why they don't speak up.
Well, and I think Kim.com explains some of it. They, each spy agency for each different country, they have their own territory, their own bragging rights, if you will. And so, and they use their information against one another.
Yes, yes.
So it's not really governments that are at each other's net throats.
The world is run by spy agencies.
Right.
Maria Zakharova, the press secretary of the Russian Foreign Ministry, she works for Sergei Lavrov. She is demanding answers from Liz Truss. This is her Telegram postings today.
Right, and so we quoted this question. Did British Prime Minister Liz Truss send a message to U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken immediately after the Nord Stream gas pipeline was blown up with the words, it's done? Now, she already knows the answer to that question, Rick.
Mm-hmm.
She knows, yes, That's exactly what happened. Now the Brits have to either come out and flat out deny it, and they can't come out and admit it, because that would mean that everybody has access to Liz Truss's phone and basically mm-hmm. all the security mm-hmm. Protocols of the UK government.
That's right. I mean, it was reported several years ago that China was in possession of everything on Hunter Biden's laptop. But they don't want to talk about that.
Right.
Of course they were in. They were using the Bidens. Of course they have everything. Doc, the Russians obviously, the British government obviously is denying this.
Right.
My question is, who leaked this to the British press? How did this come out about the hacking and Liz Truss's phone?
Well, maybe they leaked it on purpose because they knew that the story was coming out.
But how was it coming out?
Well, because, people like Kim.com.